like we were talking before the recording, that this is truly an unusual election campaign extravaganza, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it's just, I don't know what to make heads or tails of it this time around. And if you want to divulge anything, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, this election is truly unique in a lot of ways. You know, Donald Trump is going to be the Republican nominee come next week, and is his first time running for political office.
Yeah.
And that's an impressive feat, knocking out several other seasoned professionals through the primary process. Mm-hmm. And then you have Secretary Clinton the following week going to be nominated as the first woman on a major ticket, which is another great feat. So in terms of just, you know, actual resumes, you have two candidates that are qualified for the presidency, and it'll be an interesting election at that level.
Indeed, yeah, with the conventions coming up, and then obviously the home run stretch with all the debates, and it's definitely going to be an interesting time. And credit unions are going to be right there in the mix. I mean, how important is this election year to credit unions?
It is a absolutely critical election year, you know, just from the top level, which is, you know, the top of the ticket at the presidential. It's an open presidency year. It's the first time that's happened since 2008.
That's right. Yeah. I didn't think of that.
You know, so we're not going to have an incumbent on the ticket. You know, what's at stake is, you know, potentially the nomination and confirmation of three new NCUA board members, a new director, or possibly a board of the CFPB.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you take it down to the congressional level, you're looking at a possible change in the Senate. You know, that is up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And the makeup of Congress is going to look very different. While it's still probably going to be a Republican Congress,
mm-hmm.
Several members, you know, are retiring, may lose their election, or are applying for another office.
Mm-hmm.
So, you still have a lot of turnover there, which means that in terms of the legislative and advocacy strategy, you have new members to educate, and you have to worry about, you know, what may have passed this Congress may not pass the next Congress.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems like we go through this like every 2 years, every 4 years, that we have to kind of introduce credit unions to the new new class, so to speak, in Congress. So, but it also pays to consistently keep your name in front of them, not just, you know, at certain times of the year, but throughout the year.
That's absolutely right. You know, advocacy is 365 days a year. You know, depending on who your member of Congress is, who the candidates that are running, we encourage credit union members to constantly remind them of the importance that they play in their communities mm-hmm. and states, and what is at stake each election.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. And I think with credit unions, I guess their popularity has definitely gone up a few ticks the last few years, especially with the new membership and all that type of stuff. So we're getting a greater voice, so to speak. And so what can we say to these folks to make our voice stick?
You know, there's over 103 million Americans that belong to credit unions, and that is a large constituency.
No doubt.
In terms of a voting block in any congressional district, state, or in a national election like the presidential. So
mm-hmm.
in terms of just, you know, letting them know how many members that they have in their district or state, and, you know, what roles they play is critical, and they know that that voice is a loud one.
Mm-hmm. No doubt, no doubt. And so what is NAFQ doing to help kind of prepare as we come up with the elections? And are you guys educating credit unions on what to do, what to say, and all that type of stuff, especially in such a pivotal election year?
We do. You know, we've got a couple things that are going on, you know, ahead of the conventions. You know, we'll be there networking with lawmakers and policy advisors, you know, on the great work that credit unions do, and continue to educate with them at both conventions, and, you know, have that advocacy role. And then after this week, you know, really after tomorrow, Congress is out of session for the next 7 weeks. That means they're going to be back in their districts. And so we have let our members know that they should be meeting with their members of Congress, and also, you know, potential candidates
mm-hmm.
That are running. Invite them to their branches, let them know what they're doing. And, you know, we're almost in within 100 days of the election. So it really is a great time to be advocating. And then after that 7 week break, we have our Congressional Caucus, which is our annual mm-hmm. fly-in here. There's, you know, various regulatory relief measures that are still being debated in Congress, you know, that we want our members to come here to Washington and talk to their members of Congress about and advocate for.
Yeah, that is actually a really cool show. I've been to it a couple of years ago, and I really, I mean, if you like politics, this is a show for you. And it's really, and I just heard today that Chairman Metzger is going to be there speaking, and Richard Cordray is going to be, I mean, it's going to be a who's who this year.
We've got a great lineup of speakers. You know, we are very appreciative of, you know, folks from the administration that come, as well as several members of Congress that come speak directly to our members and really interact with them. You know, it's a very personal conference, and we you know, educate our members on all the very important issues before they go to the Hill to meet with staff and members of Congress themselves. So they have a great understanding and get to tell that personal story about how it's affecting them.
Yep.
And that's what they really want to hear. They want to hear from their constituents. So whether that's in district or here in Washington, D.C., they want to hear from, you know, their constituents, you know, and so we want them to get front and center.
Yeah, that's very, it's a really, I highly recommend that show. Definitely, definitely. I have a frog in my throat and I'm trying to get rid of it. So anything else, is there anything else different this year, this time around from past elections that we can pay attention to and be aware of?
You know, one of the things that we've talked about is that, you know, information is being spread out ever faster with social media. Whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook or Snapchat or any other of these, you know, information mediums, the messages are getting out there faster.
Oh, yeah.
And candidates and members of Congress are being engaged, and they really are paying attention. So, you know, in terms of getting that message out there and relaying the information, this is really what's changed the dynamics. You see Donald Trump is very active on Twitter.
He is.
You know, and a lot of other members of Congress are taking notice of building followers and understanding of what they're actually saying. So you can actually have an impact with 140 characters or less. So, you know, it's impressive.
Yeah, it just seems like every minute, every second is covered. I mean, there's nothing that goes unsaid or unseen these days.
Yeah, and it's breaking through that noise, though. It's a lot of information to consume. Mm-hmm. We try, you know, as an advocacy organization at NAPCU to, you know, give our members the most important information and cut through it, whether it's through our NAPCU Today, our regulatory alerts, or, you know, our legislative issue briefs, to provide that information in the most succinct possible way so that they have what they need in order to, you know, relay that message.
Indeed. Storytelling is what I've heard is what really sticks. So tell your story. Tell what you guys are doing for members. All right. Anything else important to add that I didn't cover before I lose my voice, Dan?
You know, I think that's great. You know, as a reminder, I'm just saying, you know, it's within 100 days, people are paying attention, whether who's up, who's down, and what's competitive is just to continue to stay active and build those relationships with your members and your members of Congress is always great.
Indeed. A great message to keep hammering home. And again, credit unions are getting more and more popular and our voice is getting more and more powerful. So let's get out there and do it.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. I appreciate the time as always, and enjoy the home stretch of the election year.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll keep working hard.
You got it. Will do.